been holding me back. The 2017 AFL Pride Match Celebration, live on Joy 94.9 from Sydney. Listener proud to sponsor this Joy broadcast and delighted to give ongoing support to a community-driven radio station such as Joy 94.9.
Coming to you live from the Sydney Cricket Ground, this is the 2017 Pride Game on Joy. We are the Chicks Talking Footy Team. My name's Fiona and I'm here with Breeza. And we were previously talking to Mikey Cole from the Saints Pride Group. We thought it was only fair that we also talk to the opposition team tonight, the Rainbow Swans. So we have Stephen Fogarty from the Rainbow Swans. The Rainbow Swans are the LGBTI supporter group of the Sydney Swans. We see that there's lots of Rainbow Swans scarves and beanies and Guernseys around the ground tonight.
Yeah, we're really excited. We've been going since 2003 and so excited to actually have the game here in Sydney after spending it with you guys in Melbourne last year. It's so good to be here. It really, really is good.
Yeah, you're doing a great job of hosting the game. We've felt very spoiled by the Sydney Swans.
We're very, very lucky. We've got the support of our club. The Sydney Swans have been absolutely brilliant. They couldn't do enough for us. They've come on board, they've put functions on, they've given us things, they've just done so much, you know. It's just so exciting. From when we started in 2003, none of us ever dreamed that anything like this would be happening.
And now, how many Rainbow Swans are here tonight to celebrate the Pride Game?
Not really quite sure how many Rainbow Swans there are here tonight, but I know we've got well over 700 on our Facebook group.
Wow, isn't it amazing?
And I think you're one of the biggest, aren't
we
you, Stephen?
We are the biggest, I think, yep. And we actually expect to sign up our 400th financial member of Rainbow Swans.
Wow.
Tonight.
Of which I am one.
Excellent.
Oh, there you go.
Thank you.
Yes. Breeza puts her money where her mouth
that's
is,
right.
That's for sure.
I love the Rainbow Swans. Now, can I just comment on how wonderful your jumper is? Is that an authentic South Melbourne?
Well, it isn't actually. It's a retro that Sydney Swans put out last year, and it's pure wool, and it's absolutely wonderful.
It looks very toasty and warm.
It just looks really warm
and
lovely.
They actually bought a retro wool, pure wool scarf as well, and it's great. I'd normally wear it, but I mean, some things take a priority tonight.
Now, Stephen, the club launched its diversity action plan earlier this week.
Yes, on Tuesday.
And I know, on Tuesday, and I know Serena had quite a bit to do with that.
Yes.
The Swans have made a commitment to the Pride Game in that action plan.
That's right.
To make it part of their permanent fixture.
Every year without doubt. Andrew Pridham was very, very insistent on that, and he actually reinforced that tonight again at our pre-game function.
That is incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, it's so great to see how the club's really partnered with your group to and got your input into documents like that.
We've been, you know, even if I dare say so, and apologies to Mikey and Brett from last year, we're even able to go Saints Pride with a few hints last year about how to go. And we're instrumental in Carlton coming on board as well.
Yeah.
The guy who's in charge of Carlton, one of the guys in charge of Carlton, is one of my best friends.
Lovely.
Now, Stephen, there's a lot going on outside of this game for the Rainbow Swans. You've organised a number of events. Tell us a little bit about those.
Sure, we had our proud pre-match function tonight. There was about a bit over 400 people there. We had our chairman there, Andrew Pridham was there, and of course chair of Rainbow Swans, Serena, was there tonight, for whom I'm deputising. She says hello. Also wanted to say that we have an after-match function tonight at Kinsella's Hotel, and the first 179 people that make it there will be very, very welcome.
Well, we'll be running there after the broadcast.
We will, we might be one of those 179 people, won't we, Fiona?
Yeah, we'll definitely aim to be.
I hope so. We're counting on you guys coming.
Yeah.
Excellent. Now, Stephen, you must be really proud of the club tonight. I mean, look out there, look at all the colours and all the people are turning up, and it's just a wonderful atmosphere, isn't it?
It really, really is. I thought that it'd take something special to beat last year, but this is coming really close. This is really exciting, and it's really amazing the way the Swans have come on board. We're missing our South Melbourne supporters a little bit tonight, but we want to say hello to anybody from the South Melbourne supporters group who's listening tonight, and we're missing you guys, and hope maybe you can come to the match next time we're in Sydney. Look forward to it.
We love blood supporters, don't we?
Oh, yeah,
blood
it goes back a long time. This is a traditional jumper,
yeah,
as you say.
My dad's a Sydney Swan supporter, so I think he's listening to the broadcast tonight, but well done on hosting the game tonight, and we'll see what happens with the results.
Yes,
Sydney are doing very well in the second part of the season.